This is Triple M, live from Studio One.
We love this time of the week. Live from Studio One means that we get to welcome in a local artist who performs one of our 80s classics for us. And we are very much looking forward to today's performance. And we welcome into Studio One, Deanna Crombie. G'day, Deanna. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good. And you'll notice, not Diana. And that's important. We're going to talk about that in just a moment.
Yes, absolutely.
But your name is lovely. Deanna is your name. And I'd imagine that you get Diana a lot, and thus your stage day, or at least what you go on under social media, which I think is very funny, not Diana.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Okay, music for you. Where does it start? Was it something that was in the family home and that you've just sort of rolled along with, or did you pick it up yourself and decide this is what I just love?
A little bit of both, actually. I often joke and say that when I was conceived, I was probably singing. So that's how long I've loved it and been involved in it. And I've always sung around the house, drove everybody mad. And it's just something that's in me. And I've just always wanted to be involved in.
Okay, you got the guitar here. Do you play other instruments or just the guitar?
I do a little bit of keys, but mainly guitar.
Fantastic. And were you self-taught, or did you go and get some lessons and then just plug away day after day after day until the fingers bled, as Bryan Adams says?
Yes, as he said.
No,
actually, I was a teacher in a previous life.
Okay.
And part of that training, we needed to learn a musical instrument.
Yeah.
There were a couple of choices. One was the guitar or the dreaded recorder.
Oh, no.
So you can guess which recorder. I chose.
I wish my kids had chose the guitar. Dear, I can remember those days.
Yes.
Through primary school.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Deanna, you're going to perform for us an 80s song. Mm-hmm. What are you doing for us today?
I've chosen a song by Sharon O'Neill, Maxine. Which is about a lady of the night.
King's Cross.
Used to work in King's Cross.
Yeah, and she'd see her every night when she got home from gigs early in the morning. And thought, I'm going to write a song about this.
Absolutely.
Boy, yes. Oh boy. And she, a very handy songwriter out of New Zealand, Sharon O'Neill, and co-wrote Young Years with Dragons, Mark Hunter.
She certainly did,
Todd Hunter it would have been, actually.
So we can, happy to claim her as,
honorary
Aussie.
One of those many that have come over from New Zealand and we just claim them as our own. Sharon O'Neill, what a great artist, what a great song this is. This is live from Studio One. This is not Diana, Deanna Crombie and Maxine on 864 Triple M.
Thanks.
Creases in your white dress, bruises on your bare skin. Looks like another fine mess you got yourself into. What's the matter with you? Has a cat got your tongue? Well, if you don't like the beat, play with the drum. Maxine, you're not the only one to take the whole world on. No one's ever won. Maxine, case 135. Take off your high heel shoes, you've got to run for your life. Razor blades in your pocket from an ex-marine. It makes you run like a rocket and it cuts so clean. Maxine, you're not the only smacked up face. Maxine, you're not the only one to take the whole world on. No one's ever won. Maxine, case 1352, red and green tattoo, eyes cold steel blue. Who's that walking with you? Who's that talking about you? Who's walking? Who's that walking, Maxine?
Fantastic. Boy, oh boy, that was just fantastic. You get a touch of the Suzanne Vegas about your voice.
Oh,
it's a lovely voice.
Thank you. That's
And playing along in the guitar, the whole thing. Deanna Crombie, who goes under Not Diana. Have a look on social media there. Not Diana 20 if you're on Instagram. We'll have links to that. And Not Diana on Facebook. And you've got some gigs coming up. Have you got anything happening at the moment? If not, people going to book you now?
Well, I hope so. like most indie musicians,
yes.
We're always looking for work. So,
always looking for work.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, now you know. We're going to make this an individual podcast on our Listener app so that you can listen along again to that one. I'll be doing that on the way home today. That was an absolute cracker. Maxine by Sharon O'Neill and done by Deanna Crombie. Thank you so much. That was just brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Lovely to have you in here. Boy, oh boy, have we got some talent. I tell you what, it is extraordinary. It's 12 to 9. You're with Lee Faulkner, 864 Triple M.